Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that a person is responsible for offering up on the Mizbeach outside of the courtyard only if the Korban was kosher enough, was fit to be offered inside of the courtyard. Mishnah says, Ehad Kodashim Kesherin, if talking about Korbanot that are completely kosher and could be offered up inside of the courtyard. Had kadashim pisulin shehaya pisulan bakodesh, or even talking about korbanot that are disqualified, but their disqualification happened in the course of the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, so that they're fit to be offered up inside after the fact. In other words, if they became pasul while in process of the korban, for example, let's say the imurin, the parts of the korban that are put onto the mizbeach, if they were left there overnight, the halakha is they become disqualified. The korban becomes disqualified and you're not allowed to put them on the mizbeach. But here's the key point. If it was put there, we do not take them down. So talking about these types of korbanot, anything that we're not going to remove from the mizbeach, v'hikrivan bachutz hayav, if somebody offered them up outside of the Beit HaMikdash's courtyard, he would be responsible. Since these korbanot are fit to be offered up inside the mizbeach in some capacity, of course, the ones that are fully able to be offered up inside, those is no question. But we're saying even the ones that you don't remove from the mizbeach, if you put them there by mistake, so in some capacity they're offered up on the mizbeach, if a person then sacrificed or offered up those animals, those korbanot outside of the courtyard, he would still be held responsible for offering them outside. Ma'ale kezayid min ha'ola, if somebody offered up a kazayit that was made up part of the meat of an ola and part of the imurin that are offered on the mizbeach, the imurin are the fats and the different organs that are separated from the korban and burnt on the mizbeach. So if he combines a kazayit of the ola that's burned on the mizbeach and the imurin which are offered up, he is liable. A person here is liable even if he's offering up only a kazayit in combination. The ola is burnt fully on the mizbeach. The meat and the imurin are fit to be burnt on the mizbeach inside. So therefore, they could combine to make up the kazayit for which a person would be held responsible for offering up outside the Beit HaMikdash. The different types of non-animal korbanot that are also burnt inside. And the Mishnah now tells us if a person would be responsible for offering up these types of korbanot outside, even as little of a kazayit of them. So non-animal offerings. Hakometz, the case of a kometz, a non-kohen's mincha, which is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, while the rest of the mincha is given to the kohanim to eat. V'halevona, the frankincense, which is offered together, burnt on the mizbeach with the kometz. V'aketoret, the ketoret is the spices, the incense that's burnt twice a day on the inner mizbeach. U'minhat kohanim, the mincha of the kohen, which is also burnt in its entirety on the mizbeach. U'minhat kohen ha-mashiach, the mincha offering of the kohen gadol. Mincha loaves are brought daily by the kohen gadol and burnt on the mizbeach. U'minhat nesachin, the mincha of the wine nesachim that are brought with a animal korban. This mincha is also supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. Shehikriv me'ehad mehen kezayit b'chut hayav, somebody offered up a kazayit of any of these outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, he would be held responsible. He is liable. All of these korbanot or parts of them are meant to be offered up inside the courtyard. So therefore, if a person offers up even a kazayit of them outside, he's responsible. Rabbi Elazar poter ad sheyakrivit kulo. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, a person is not responsible unless he offers up the entire korban, the entire offering. A person burning less than a complete amount is not valid. So if a person didn't burn the whole amount, he wouldn't be fulfill his own obligations. So therefore, we say as well, since burning the amount or less than the entire amount is not valid, Rabbi Elazar would say that if he did that outside as well, he would not be held responsible if he offered up less than the complete korban, the complete amount. A case where Rabbi Elazar would agree with the Tanakama that a person is liable only even if he only offered up a kazayit of the korban, bekulam shekrivan bifnim, in all the cases, if somebody offered them almost completely inside the courtyard. And left over a kazayit of them that he did not offer inside. And then they offered up that final kazayit outside. Hayav, he would be responsible, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, like we just said, disagreed with Tanaka Man. He said the whole thing has to be offered outside in order to be responsible. But he says here, if most of it was offered on the spot and only a kazayit was offered outside, he would still be held responsible because the kazayit that he offers outside, in a way, is the completion of the offering that was the full amount from the inside. In other words, the full korban is offered. Most of it was done properly, and now the makeba patish, that last blow of the hammer, which is the last piece, which is offered up outside, just like it would have been offered up inside, and it completed the korban, was done in a problematic way, therefore a person is held responsible. There's also a case with Tana Kama, would agree with Rabbi Elazar that a person is not responsible unless he offered up the entire korban, and therefore a kazayit would not be okay. Bechulam shehasru kol shehen, in all the cases mentioned above, if any of them became diminished from what was necessary for the validity of the korban, even by a small amount, which became, let's say, lost or became destroyed before being burned on the mizbeach, v'kidivan b'chutz, and then he offered up the rest of it outside, patur, he would not be responsible. According to Tana Kama, the missing portion invalidated the korban, and therefore, since it's no longer valid to be offered inside of the courtyard, a person would not be responsible for offering it up outside as well.